This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hanging out inside of the Ticketmaster Studios up here at Flowery Branch. It's been a day, guys. If you're just tuning in, where you been? Show starts at 2 o'clock. And more importantly, we had a great conversation with Raheem Morris. We'll replay that for you coming up. And also our quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., stopped by today to talk about his expectations. And, Mike, just some takeaways, from today and what we heard from our guys and also what Ra told the media today in regards to our football team. First thing is, and this is the biggest one for me, guys, Raheem Morris, and you'll hear it, says that Jalen Walker is a full go. To me, and I said, don't play with my emotions, that means he will be out there. Mike, he'll play significant time.
Right.
That gets me excited.
Now, remember, guys, we didn't get a chance to see practice the last 2.5 weeks, and some of these practices have been closed. So, Jalen Walker, you know, we're obviously as excited as anybody that he fell to us at 15. We just talked so much more about Pierce because Pierce was out there doing stuff.
Yes.
And Jalen was hampered, as the coach will tell you, by those two different injuries. Now he's apparently up to full speed and doing stuff. So now, how's he going to use him? Well, use him like Micah Parsons. Put him all over the field. You know, you can have him as a guy that can cover somebody, can rush the passer. And how crazy is, you know, Jeff Ulbrich going to be in that lab, right, as the mad scientist? Because we know what we get with Pierce Jr. We certainly are excited about, you know, Leonard Floyd, because he's a guy that every year puts up, every year, 8-9 sacks. You know what the constant is with him. So how good is this pass rush going to be, and how much can they contain Baker Mayfield? You know, obviously, you know, it's almost like both setting the edge, which you do against running backs, and contain, because he can do both.
He can. I think that's a guy we trust in Leonard Floyd, and I say we as in he's just a proven vet. Some of the other pieces, as much as we like James Pierce Jr., we don't trust him yet because we hadn't seen him do it consistently, and that's not disrespecting him. Same thing goes for Jalen Walker. The talent is off the charts, guys. It's off the table, but we are going to get a chance to see those guys displayed this weekend against Tampa, and I think it's going to be a great challenge. Look, Baker, he's mobile. His escape ability is the thing that worries you. It's not like Baker's not running 40 yards down the field. He could, but he's going to run for 10 yards.
He moves the chains.
Yeah, pick up a first down and get out of bounds or slide or whatever he's going to do. But he has that escape ability where he's jumping around back there and all of a sudden it's not there. And then you got Mike Evans, Mike. You got Abuka running around now. And we don't think Godwin's going to play. We don't know. But he's back with the team. They've got some things we're going to have to figure out. 404-726-0929. But this is a really good first test. And here's the thing. Ross said that today, and that jumped out at me. But the other thing for Michael Penix Jr. is he's just calm. He's not nervous at all. And you're going to say, well, why would he? He played last year. Different. This is his team. Now it is his show. Now people will say the Falcons, Michael Penix, not the Falcons, fill in the blank, whoever else was here or what else was going on. And that's a different kind of pressure. But he feels like, hey, I'm ready. He said camp was great. And, Mike, you know, you asked him about any wrinkles. And what did you feel like he was holding back right there when you asked him about that?
When he said nothing, I know there's something.
Yeah.
So, again, you got to feel that everything was aimed towards, you know, Kirk Cousins. And I think, you know, no one's going to confuse Michael Penix with Michael Vick, but he can move. And we saw that last year, especially at times scrambling and showing mobility and escapability. So it's not like he's walking around two blocks of cement for shoes. So don't be surprised. And again, I don't want to see him out there getting squished by Lavonte David, but he can move when he needs to.
He can, man. So lots of confidence exuding from the building, and rightfully so. Look, nobody's won, nobody's lost. But I think everybody realized what happened last year and the way things ended. It just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And a majority of these guys are back. The Jesse Bates, the Kadarius Hodges, Mike, the Drake Londons. We can talk about most of these guys that experienced that are back. Algier, Bijan, all these guys. Pitts. You don't want to end the season like that. You don't want to feel that way. And so now you have a chance to kind of right the ship. The way you do that, guys, is win week one and build. And if we can find a way to get to the playoffs, Mike, I said it. All this stuff about Ra and you know, whether he's good or not or whether he can get the job done, the way you dispel all that is get to the playoffs.
Now, as far as the wide receivers, you know, we said we're carrying seven, which is kind of a red flag, or at least raise some eyebrows, right, about how many wide receivers because of injuries. Do you feel from hearing from Ra and what we've heard from some of the guys that cover the press conference, the media, I don't know, man. I think it's 70-30 against Mooney playing. It sounds like he can move, he can run, but can he take contact on the shoulder? It just seems like from talking to Joe Patrick and talking to D-Lit, thanks, Mike, and Mark Grimondi, everybody's of the opinion, their spidey sense, they don't expect Darnell Mooney to play this weekend.
I'm more confident now that Jalen Walker sees more significant time than I am Darnell Mooney. I've been on the fence just because when you tell me he's day-to-day, and that is truly the case. I mean, they're not lying to us.
And maybe things progress between now and Sunday, and
yes,
then you go.
But I also think when you tell me he's day-to-day versus he is a full go, full participant, and also he's practiced at a certain level, that gives you a little bit more confidence. That hasn't really been communicated in that way. Yeah, he's running routes, but what does that look like? And again, Mike said it. We're not able to see because these are closed practices now that the season is here. But at the end of the day, I feel like you're right. I think I will be more surprised if it's more Mooney than less. That's
right.
Where I'm at. Sunday, if it's less Mooney, I'm not going to be shocked. But if it's more Mooney,
right,
then I'm going to be pleasantly surprised, and hopefully he can help us.
Now, again, we said this, and it's funny because we talked about it with Coach, and you'll hear Michael Penix's conversation as well tomorrow. If you already missed it, it's online. That, you know, Kyle Pitts can kind of fill that void. He can come to the rescue. You know, how imaginative is Zach Robinson going to be? We didn't even mention today Bijan Robinson because Bijan, we just kind of goes without saying. We just know what a constant he is always, week in, week out. But Casey Washington, maybe Blair,
yeah,
you know, some of the other guys at wide receiver, depending on how the packages work. But, you know, perhaps Pitts can help out. Maybe we'll see Bijan catching more passes out of the backfield than we saw last year.
404-726-0929. Follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. We'd love to hear from you guys. You can text us as well and follow us across all social media platforms. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on all the things, guys, as we will have all of your Falcon action coming up on Sunday. It's just fun right now. And I say that because the excitement level, and I asked this earlier in the show, Mike, and I'll ask you again, because a guy literally said to me, Mike doesn't seem as he's excited as normal. That's what was said to me.
Well, just, you know, Elijah Wilkinson and Taron Walk, who writes for the Falcons website, says Elijah Wilkinson saying, hey, man, I've been in this role before. It's go time for me.
Okay.
I mean, but, you know, there's a pecking order to why he's there. You know, there's three guys that were, or two guys that were slotted above him, and now you're hoping that he can play the position and protect the quarterback, whether it's how much you want to think the blind setter when Michael Penix's back is turned to that side of the line. So you got that combined with a very aggressive defense. And Todd Bowles is going to try to exploit it. And you can't have a tight end chipping every single play or a running back. So I'm still concerned about that. I've already told you about Darnell Mooney. The best case scenario, those names we just mentioned will step up. You know, whether it's Casey Washington or Blair or Pitts or whoever, or Ray McLeod maybe comes and gives you something special. But if we had Darnell Mooney 100%, I knew that WR2 is going to be there. And, you know, if I knew that Storm Norton is there, I'd feel a little more, you know, warm and fuzzy. I'm nervous because these games came down to the wire both times last year. Now, we won a little more convincingly down in Tampa, but this is a divisional rival with a stout defense.
By the way,
so I'm pragmatic.
Yeah, and that's I tried to explain to him, and he said, that ain't Mike. I said, well, look, if you want us to sit here and tell you we're going to blow the Bucks out, which I don't think that's the case.
Right.
I think this is a three-point game. And, guys, this comes down to either our defense getting off the field, Penix taking the ball down the field with 3 minutes or so to play, or stopping Baker Mayfield. Like, that's where I think this game is. Last year's games we're similar. We go to overtime. Right. It's the same thing. This is the Bucs. So I don't expect God, if we do win 28-6 or something crazy, my great.
Hey,
but that would be that's unrealistic for me.
That means that our defense hit the ground running.
Correct.
That means the young guys
Correct.
Have blown it out. The Buccaneers guys are a favorite right now. Actually, Falcons are favored by 2.5. I gave you some bad information earlier.
I was going to say home team.
Got to be. 3 points for the home team. So we're a 2.5-point favorite right now. The over-under on this game is 44.
Okay.
So Vegas expecting less than 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Maybe less than 3 touchdowns for each team.
Well, this is where field goal kicking comes into play, Mike. Koo!
Well, did you see enough from Koo this summer? I mean, they brought Lenny Krieg in. And we saw Krieg, you know, had the boot, he just didn't have the accuracy.
I'm trying not to be overcritical, but that miss in the Cowboy game just ticked me off. And it may mean nothing. It may not mean anything. But God forbid if he goes out there on Sunday and misses one that we need, Mike, I am going to lose my blank. Because this is one area you guys told me, stop worrying about this. The Cowboy game didn't mean anything, but these field goals do. You go out there and you need to make them all. It's like making your free throws in the NBA, Mike. It doesn't mean what the ultimate score is going to be, but I need to make sure I get my percentages up.
Hey, man. Charter Flim Flam, you guys. I'm looking right now at the Vegas Insider, which gives you all the books. We are a 1.5-point dog.
Oh, we are dog.
On the best. We are 2.5 points. Underdogs on others. So it's the Bucks anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5, depending on your bookie.
So they're coming in as the favorite.
Coming in as the favorite.
All right. I thought it was the home team getting the two and a half.
In the NFL, you get 3 points for the home team, generally, if it's an even match.
Okay, guys. Interesting. Raheem Morris, stop by. It's his birthday, by the way. Find out what he got for his birthday.
I tried.
As part of our interview. And also, he tells us some good information in regards to this football team and why he's confident. Stay there. You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, stranger? How you been?
Are we on air?
Yes, we are.
You are.
We just came back out of break, and I was saying he is taking forever. He must be getting them ready for Sunday.
No. It's been a while since I've seen you guys. I kind of forgot the rhythm, the routine.
Hey, man.
Right.
It's a new year, new season. Obviously, we saw you at camp, and we felt good about all the things that we saw. Raheem Morris joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, as we get ready for Tampa. Want to dive in. We were just talking right before you walked in about the update on the injury situation for our team. We've got concerns. I know you hear it all the time from our fan base. Darnell Mooney, what's up with Darnell? Ray, what's the situation? Can you give us an update? Can you give the fan base an update?
Ray's all good to go. He'll be out there for sure. You know, obviously Mooney is a day-to-day thing, but looking good out there practicing today. I know you guys got a chance to see him an individual today, move around a little bit, do a couple things on the grass. So we'll just have to take that all the way to the wire. But really fired up, really great about our health. You know, obviously the things that you can't control – our tackle position with Caleb. You know, obviously missing him will be a big thing for us, but we got a lot of people in place that can step up and really help us out and fill in that role and all those type of things, you know, like Elijah Wilkinson and some of those guys. But we are veteran loaded up there with Chris Lindstrom, with Jake Matthews, with really Bergeron, really Newsle starting for us for 8 games last year, and then giving Elijah a chance to go out there and play for us at tackle, or whatever the case may be. You know, he's played guard for us at times. He's played guard other places. He's played tackle other places. He's got significant experience in our system, and I'm really fired to watch those guys go play.
We've talked about you can help him out with a tight end, but you can't do that, obviously, every down, and you don't want to sacrifice guys going down the field as targets, but he's made the adjustment over there at the tackle, you're saying?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's always kind of been that swing guy for us as well. Always that kind of guy that can go inside out. That was kind of the attraction of bringing him back. You know, you always got to help guys out. I don't care who you got them rushing against in this league. They always got to have some help. Always got to have some type of chip presence. You always got to have that tight end over there at times. You always got to be able to slide to them so you can create the help with Chris. There's a bunch of different things that you can be able to do in this league that you got to help those guys out with. And that's the stuff that you got to do as a coach. You know, and I think those things that happen with us within our game plan, those things happen within the structure. But like you always say, Mike, there's always times when you got to stand up. And there's those moments in the game where there's always critical ones. You got to stand up. And I got a lot of confidence that our guys go out there and fight.
Raheem Morris, head football coach of our Atlanta Falcons guys, here with us on Dukes and Bell. We'll do this each and every Wednesday. We'll be up here at Flyer Branch and talking with Coach and getting the lowdown. Coach, let's talk about the trust of Brick, our new defensive coordinator. The focus obviously was on defense. We did it in the draft. We went and drafted 4 guys. Two of those guys we know for sure are starting in Xavier Watts and certainly Billy Bowman, and you've talked about that. But the trust in Brick, based on what Falcon fans saw last year, and then what gives you and us confidence moving into this season with the new pieces and his philosophy and what you guys hope to do?
You know, it really doesn't start when you're talking about the trust in Brick. You got to start with the truth-telling first. And us having a chance to work together and grow together before in a completely different system and to come in and have some success with the Atlanta system and be able to do it together and call it together and formulate some of the same ideas, you know. And then have an ability to separate and get a chance to go do it on our own at different spots, at different levels, you know. Him to the level of really taking that Jets defense and making those guys special, and us having a chance to do what we did out in L.A. and win it all and whatever the case may be. And now coming back, you utilize each other's mindset, skill set, you know, the like-mindedness, the things that you bring back, the things you want to add, and to be able to do those things. But it really goes with him being the ultimate truth teller, and that's what you want around you. You want guys around you that can tell you the absolute truth all the time, whether you want to hear it or not. And it starts there. That is what his trust is the foundation.
So you're talking about your relationship with him or just how he operates, period?
It's how he operates, period, but I really learned it firsthand with myself, you know, like working with him, getting a chance to know him. You know, we didn't know each other when we first got here, but when we left, we were best friends. And not just friends, we were best colleagues, we were best work partners, we were best working together, we were best working at the same level. You know, when all those rooms happen and those tight situations happen, you got to make those decisions. You need people to be able to have different opinions. So if somebody's not needed, and when you got people around you to have different opinions, and once you leave that room, it's time to ride. That's what you're looking for.
Raheem Morris with his guys. We'll do it every Wednesday. He can't wait to see Dukes and Bell guys inside the Ticketmaster studios as we get ready for the Bucks.
You guys actually don't bother me at all.
Good.
You know, like,
oh, I know there's some other media members that might.
No. I mean,
hey, leave me out of this car.
Oh, I didn't mean you, D-Led. My bad.
Our media is great. You know, like that they're not issues at all. Like,
right.
I don't actually mind any of it. You know, like there's some things when it comes to media where you like. Why are we talking about this today? We're like when you talk on a Monday before the season when there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
But other than that, man, we're good to go.
That's it.
Really?
For instance,
that's where we're going.
We got to see James Pierce Jr. We got to see him all camera. The guys, we were gushing on him, and it was funny because dog fans are like, you're not talking about Jalen Walker. We didn't get to see Jalen Walker play. Now you got to see Jalen Walker. How good does he look? Can you give us any insight to a pitch count for him, or how much should Falcon fans expect to see Jalen out there this week?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect the pitch count. I would expect this guy to go out there and be full go. You know, this guy, he's dealt with a couple.
Coach, can you say that again, please?
He's going to be full go. You know, he's dealt with a couple nagging things, like a minor tweak of the hamstring.
Right.
Some growing tightness. And us being over cautious and us being able to do the things that we need to do to get him right from a performance standpoint from some of the position change, right? You know, like you're talking about a guy that was off the ball a lot, didn't move down to the ball. You know, there's going to be some different tweaks, some different weight changes, whatever the case may be, body performance things you got to do with your team to get him right. And he's a professional at every level. So, like, he's got those things right. He stayed with his mental plan. He was able to get back out there on the grass and able to go show production and rush. He was able to go out there and get better and better every time he went out there. And now he's probably at the highest level since I've seen him since he's been here. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing for all of us. You know, when you get those guys going out there and rush, and you're talking about the addition of Flo, you're talking about the addition of our two young guys, AK coming back better and stronger, having those guys going out there and rush together with D'Lo, being able to form those young guys from the year before to coincide, whether you're talking about Rook and Dorless, be able to go out there and add with some of the guys that we've already had, like a Zach and all those guys, man, it just fires you up. And I am extremely excited to go see us rush the passer.
Me too. How are you going to coach Michael Penix differently than you coached Cousins? Or are you?
You know, I wouldn't say necessarily different. You know, obviously they're different, you know, they're different people. They're different from a mindset. You coach people the same, but you treat everybody fair. I think that's the thing about it. So how you coach those guys is you treat those guys fair. You know, Michael is very sharp. Michael is very unique that he was able to capture and pick up a lot of stuff very early, and he was able to show it early in last year when he played in those three games. It wasn't like we cut the game plan back. We utilized his strengths. I think he has strengths that Kurt doesn't have. Kurt has strengths that he doesn't have. And I think you utilize his strengths and try to let those things come out. You know, as you know, he can throw the ball anywhere in a football field. There's no secret about that. So you got to utilize some of those things, a bit to spread the ball down the field and get it across the board. But you also got to help him out with this great run game that we have with the two backs that we have and getting those guys easy check downs, let them catch and run a little bit too. So we've had a lot of success doing that versus this team in particular. And we're going to go out there and have to do some of those things again. But we want to be able to run the football. You want to be able to get this guy going.
As a defensive coordinator, a Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator, Raheem, what do you see in Penix that you faced a bunch of quarterbacks in your career and you go, woo, like that's next level stuff?
You know, when you're just talking about the people that you face, you always see the wild throw, you know, once, twice, three times, four times a day, whatever the case may be when you're out there with them. You see the wild throw. And you see the thing you don't know when you're not out there with them is the command of the ones that he missed. He comes back, is able to explain the situation, what he thought, what he saw, why he threw it, what he was able to do. And I think those are the most important conversations you can have with a young quarterback. And he's able to have those conversations with Zach or DJ, myself, whoever the case may be, TJ, all of those guys back that are very calm demeanor, and you very rarely see him get rattled. And that's a real sign of maturity. You know, the thing about that you want to compare him to the most is, I don't want to say Matt Stafford, but I do want to say Matt Stafford because of the like-minded, the ability to feel like they can make every single throw, the ability to make you feel like you can throw everything down the field if you want to, find a check down, be able to take out a bunch of information, gather it, use it, go out there and play football. And they want to play fast. The different people again, but got a lot of similarities, and they bring a lot of confidence to their football team.
And he's cool. We talked about that Titans scrimmage for like weeks about him being in the heat of it, you know, which defensive players just raving about that. I mean, we all knew he was a leader from his time in Washington, but that kind of cemented it.
Never heard you yell that much, by the way.
You know, he was I'm peacemaker on those things.
I know. You were like, get over there. Get over there.
Coach everybody. Tennessee Titans, Atlanta Falcons, everybody.
Get off him.
The reality of it all is you needed those practices, and those practices were good, and those are the things that you guys got a chance to see that everybody didn't. Mm. And now everybody can see it. And it's like those are the feisty moments, the moments that you love about him. Those are the moments you love about his team, his personality, what he's done, his leadership skills, everything.
And just to back that up with feistiness, we talked so much about, you know, James Pierce Jr. and the way he conducts himself because we didn't know as much about him. Obviously, you guys did the deep dive before you drafted him, and we love this guy. Every time I've seen this guy out there, he's just making things happen. And, I mean, should expectations be tempered, or you think this guy's going to hit the ground running on Sunday?
Man, that is a loaded question right there. You know, like he's done nothing but make you want to have high expectations. And you say that because you want to have high expectations on what he's shown us so far and what he really can do. There's always going to be a learning curve. There's always going to be things he can do better. He'll come out of this game wanting to do something better. He'll come out of this game with us coaching to do something better. But, you know, he's really locked in. He's got a perfect leader in Flo. He's got a perfect leader in Jockey Smith. He's got a perfect leader in Brick. And talking about the essence of ball and everything that it means to everybody and how you play for your brothers, I think we'll be very pleased with what we get throughout the season. And whether it happens right away or not, you know, I think only he can tell you because I hate to put a governor on him. But I hate to give him some unrealistic expectations, and that just goes for all of our guys.
Yeah, I mean, 8,000 yards, 65 touchdowns. I get it. Rod, let's talk about our captains because I said this yesterday on the show. Raheem Morris joining us, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There are going to be some tough times this season. Always is. Do we have the leadership to get us through this? And I say that. I'm not talking about you.
Yes, I know you.
Jesse Bates, Caden Ellis, Pinion, Penix, Lindstrom, Matthews named captains. Is the leadership there to get us through whatever tough times we may ultimately see?
I gotta tell you about the culture here in Atlanta. It starts, you know, let's go Jake Matthews, the oldest player that we know. And that is what a definition of what is a Falcon. And it's Jake Matthews, right? Everything about him, the leadership, the calm, poise, attitude, the winner, the guy that knows how to handle winning, knows how to handle losing, knows how to handle how to bring it back, can handle everything. And then that's just what you've built around them. Bradley Pinion, from a punter standpoint, when you're talking about special teams, serious demeanor, the attitude, the temperament, the everything that we need to embody all the things that are important to us. And then you go out and you get a guy like Jesse Bates in free agency. That usually doesn't happen. You know, there's usually some warts. There's usually some that is the ultimate human that is really embodied the definition of what a Falcon should look like when you want to draft them, acquire them in free agency, all of those things. And the same thing with a guy like Kaden Ellis, you know, a free agent that came from the Saints that we had a lot of familiarity with, that has really come in here and been the ultimate guy, the ultimate human, really been a really good football player and getting better and better every single day. And he's embodied that. And then you just go to Chris Lindstrom, who we got a chance to draft a couple years ago, and come in here, and it's been nothing but greatness since day one. And it's been nothing but getting better every single year. It's been nothing but being compared to the best guard in football or whatever the case may be, or the best lineman in football, however you want to see it. And I really think, you know, all of those guys, they kind of find their place and they found their way. And then you had this young kid come in and really assert himself, find a way to come in here with ultimate humility, find a way to take over the leadership role, find his voice, be able to lead the room for, you know, the last three games of last season, going into the offseason, and now becoming a captain for your football team. And like, that is very important. And the best part about it was it wasn't manufactured. It was done by the football team. It was done by his guys.
It was earned. By the way, we talked about Xavier Watts, who loved Jesse Bates' game as a college player, and you're putting your trust in Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman and nickel and dime as well. But talk about the expectation for rookies starting in the league.
You know, expectations to go out there and do your job. You know, like, that's just the bottom line in the National Football League. And you know there's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be some things you have to talk to them about. But we got capable veterans in place that can go help those guys, whether you're talking about Jordan Fuller or whether you're talking about, you know, Alfred, right? Those guys that got significant experience that do nothing but support these guys. And, like, some of those moments and leadership moments come from all over the team. And those are great leadership moments that I saw when these guys got named starters, and how those two guys reacted was special.
Rob, before we let you go, again, we'll do this every Wednesday, guys. Falcons, Bucks, Sunday, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You'll listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll have all the action for you. We've talked a lot. I've heard you talk a lot about the Bucks. I want to know about us. What do we need to do Sunday to get this dub, to start this season 1-0?
You know, obviously, we got to go out there on offense. We got to be able to handle the run game, right? We got to be able to handle our run game and do it the right way and run the football. We got to be able to do those things. And then, obviously, in protection, we got to protect the young kid, and we got a chance to get out there and throw the football. And then on defense, there'd be no difference. You know, we got to go out there and dominate run downs. We got to find a way to display our style of football. I think that's very important. And then, obviously, on special teams, we're going to be mean but clean. We're going to go out there and find ways to make plays. We got playmakers all over the place across the board, whether you're talking about Ags, whether you're talking about our guys that we had, Mike Ford, whether you're talking about Felipe, a bunch of guys that we brought in here to really handle business for us on special teams and take it to another level and be the winning edge for us. And we feel really good about the people we got.
What'd you get for your birthday?
I got to practice.
You know? Wow. We're talking about practice.
Well, you're easy to buy for.
We're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
And you know, I haven't had a birthday in years because this thing called a football season. So right. It's been awesome. You know, like, for me, like, this is a part of it. Like, this is what you wait for all of, every time around that first game. It's your birthday around that. And it's the – it is what it is.
Right.
The fellas will determine how happy off my birthday on Sunday.
I was going to say, we know a really good gift that could be given. Right. Raheem Morris, thank you, brother. We appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Boss.
Good luck on Sunday.
You're the man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Coaches don't get birthdays during the season, Carl.
I didn't get jack. I had to practice. Listen, happy birthday, Ra. Hopefully he gets a nice dinner tonight. But he's right. Mike, a win would be the best.
Right on, man. And a lot of guys hit us up on the text line. A lot of questions about, you know, things we're hoping are going to happen. A lot of folks ecstatic to hear from the coaches. Lip, the Jalen Walker is going to be a big part of the game plan.
Coming up, we will get you caught up on the latest. There is a lot going on, including an NBA story now that has real traction. We'll fill you in on the latest there. Chris has got the night show coming up at 6. We're live at Flowery Branches, Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a lot going on today. We are live at Flowery Branch, guys. We'll be here each and every Wednesday. Great conversation with Raheem Morris. You just missed it. Go online at odyssey.com. And also, our quarterback stop by Michael Penix Jr. to talk with Mike and I about getting ready for the Bucks. The best news, as we've said today, was a coach saying, look, Jalen Walker's a full go. He's ready to go. And he's going to be out there. He said he would not give a snap count amount. But, again, I think that's all dependent, guys, to be honest with you, on the game. Like, you know, if we're in a lot of third down situations, they're in the, I'm saying they, Tampa Bay, in passing situations, Mike, he's going to see more snaps, obviously, and you're going to utilize his ability to get after the passer in different ways. But, you know, you can't really say, and I don't think it's fair for some people saying, well, why would Ron say he'd play X amount of snaps? I've been saying that because I want to put a number on it to give me a sense of whether or not he was available for the entire game. It sounds like he's going to be, and so I'm ecstatic about this, man. Jalen Walker, let's go. Let's get busy, Mike. Let's go to work.
Right, and I know that we talked about him being kind of like the scouting report was kind of a Micah Parsons-type player, which is why we were blown away that he fell to us at 15. We already heard the interview with Coach about James Pierce Jr. We're going to see the young guys with Xavier Watts,
yes.
Billy Bowman as well. So yeah, they got the confidence in those young guys, but that all comes back to the complimentary football. Those front seven dudes keeping the pressure off those guys on the back end. Can't wait, man. As we said, Vegas, they don't know what we got. Don't know the magic. So we are a 2 point to 2.5 point underdog.
Yeah, and what was the over under, by the way?
It moved up to 47.5.
Okay.
I saw it at 44 earlier, but that information was dated from this morning.
All right.
Anyway, 47.5. So basically a 24-28 puts us over. A 24-23 puts us right on the number. So as you said, these games always seem to come down to a field goal, and hopefully Younghoe Koo, because of the injuries, whatever that was last year, is way behind him, and he won the starting job over Lenny Krieg this camp.
All right. As far as some other stories we've been talking about, and we mentioned this earlier, we'll see where it goes, as I like to say, a developing story. And that is what Pablo Torre came out with in regards to the Clippers owner, Steve Ballmer, and whether or not he was trying to circumvent the salary cap by making this fake company that basically paid Kawhi Leonard, they're saying, upwards of $28 million. So, guys, he signed a deal, and I know this is maybe complicated, but this is in addition that will allow or would allow the Clippers to have additional money to sign other players. And Big O, you were saying this. You go look at who they signed this year, some of the contracts that were done, and now the NBA, Mike, is saying they are investigating this after this report came out. I don't know. We don't know how much is true, how much is false. What we do know is Steve Ballmer's the richest owner in the NBA.
Right. So if you were going to put him together with an endorsement or however you want to describe what Kawhi Leonard was getting compensated for, we talked about it, Joe Smith, with the Minnesota Timberwolves back in 98. 98-99.
Good call.
Got Kevin McHale and the coach. Everybody else in trouble about that. We mentioned Eddie DeBartolo Jr. For the NFL fans, remember the 49ers owner? He would circumvent NFL pay rules by getting his guys into investment properties.
That's right.
Another investment. So it's a no-no. Now, interestingly enough, Pablo Torre, who's been become like Mike Wallace, dropping stories that apparently ESPN didn't want him to break. But now, of all people, Mark Cuban comes out and says Pablo Torre is wrong to make Steve Ballmer the focal point of this, and he thinks that he got hornswoggled. So I don't know if that Mark, if people are already saying, "Oh, is Mark Cuban doing it too?" I can't speak to that.
But well, he sold his
right. He's out. He's no longer that majority owner of the Mavericks. But Mark Cuban defending Steve Ballmer, saying that Pablo Torre's got it wrong.
Okay. Look, I'll wait to see. It's just an interesting story to kind of say, all right, if they were doing this, what was the real reason? It's to save money on the luxury tax. That's the only reason you do it.
You're circumventing the tax, and you're putting your guy, you're giving the guy an income stream that's not being part of your salary cap. Now, if you're looking for a precedent, we talk about 5 first-round picks for Minnesota.
Woo.
So if the NBA, I haven't heard anything from Adam Silver on this. So again, this is, as Carl says, developing story. But you could imagine them taking away a number of first-round picks and perhaps even jamming them up with a penalty against the cap moving forward. Because that's not something NFL owners are certainly going to abide. Or are there other owners doing it?
That's the question. So we'll keep an eye on that, guys. As far as some other things we've been talking about today, and if you want to subscribe, and we suggest you do that. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell. You won't miss any of our content, any of our segments, and that way you'll get updates throughout the course of the day. We were talking about the Bucks, and this is more. We'll get into more tomorrow. Mike, tell the people, by the way, where we're going to be broadcasting from tomorrow.
Hey, man, hitting the road, guys. It's the Napa Auto Parts on Jonesboro Road in Morrow, just north of Lake City. We were there last year, guys, giving away those flags. Those flags are the Napa Falcons flag, 5-7, 5280 Jonesboro Road in Morrow, Georgia. And again, we'll be there from 2 to 6, but starting at 5 o'clock, if you want to get in line, because there was a line out the door and around the block. These are hot items. But again, guys, we'll be at the Napa Auto Parts. That's 5280 Morrow, Georgia, tomorrow from 2 to 6. And the Falcons pep rally will be at Hobnob Atlantic Station on Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, Mike mentioned Lil Jon's, not Lil John, but T.I. is supposed to be there as well. I got Lil John, that bodybuilding that story you told us. The Buccaneers turned 50 this season. So last night, reports are they held a sneak peek at the yet-to-be-released documentary series entitled, Mike, Raise the Flags.
Right.
The project was commissioned by the Bucs owner and co-chairman, Ed Glazer. It chronicles all 5 decades of their existence, and they had a bunch of people there to celebrate, including John Gruden. The only reason I bring this up, Gruden's been making his rounds. He's been talking more. He's doing these, you know, speeches to teams. He spoke to Georgia.
Right.
And, you know, they had a bunch of people there. But his name keeps popping up. And I'm going to throw something at you right now, because somebody threw this at me, and I said, oh, that's interesting. If Gruden really wants to get back into coaching and one of these big-time coaching jobs opens up in college, do you take it? Would you see John Gruden coaching? And Mike, the NFL and college are so much similar now than they've ever been.
Right. Now, but again, Bill Belichick thought – so some people thought – I don't know what your timeline was for Belichick. Most people don't expect him to last in Chapel Hill more than 2 years.
Because I don't think his heart was in
it. I mean, this – I don't even know what this is, you know, other than, you know, trying to get some attention. You're never going to pass Don Shula for the all-time wins record. They don't count from college. But you looked horrible, okay? And your son is a defensive coordinator. It looks like he's completely out of his depth. Now, I understand. Marshall went through the same thing. Georgia fans got to see what the Dogs did to the Thundering Herd. But – all right, so you're telling me in 1 year's time, Belichick or two is going to turn from what we just saw on Sunday night?
I don't believe it.
Into what, or Monday night, that's going to be what is going to be a championship contender?
I don't believe it.
With all due respect to what Wes was selling, I'm not buying that.
Me neither. Look, I think you have to have success for kids to want to transfer and get your NIL money. You just don't go. Like, some people are going just to collect a check, like the kids he just brought in. But we're talking about the top notch. Like, when you start getting the number one receiver out of the portal, like Georgia did, or you get the number one quarterback out of the portal, I'm not just saying kids that just want to go somewhere else so they can have another chance. I'm with you. But I'm just bringing this up. Like, Gruden, if he really wants to coach and one of these SEC jobs opens up, it wouldn't surprise me, because where we are now in college football.
And now you have some Alabama fans now, you know, 72 hours after they got beat by Florida State, saying they're not doing enough transfer portals and they're not spending enough money with their collective. So, I mean, Kalen DeBoer, we talked to his quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., he's got confidence. Of course, their relationship is marrow deep.
It is.
But, man, that's after those sound bites we played yesterday from Coach, I'm not sure they got the answers out there in Tuscaloosa.
I don't either. Hey, man, we got to get out of the way. Turtles got the night show. We're live at Flowery Branch. Let's clear our throat. Hey, thanks to our guests. Thanks to the guys up here at Flowery, Bass, the entire Falcon staff, always making us feel at home, and this is our home away from home. As football gets underway, we're here every week bringing you the latest guys, and nobody covers the Falcons exclusively more than Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, any of those interviews, go check them out tomorrow. Again, down south, come by, say hello, blow your horn, drive by, whatever you need to do. We want to see you guys out there in the Falcons. Freddie the Falcon, all that stuff will be going on.
If you drive an 18-wheeler, please don't block traffic, though.
That did happen a couple of years ago. Hey, Day-Day, great job. Executive producing, of course, our man Big O back at the studio. We will talk to you tomorrow. We got a lot to dive into, guys. And the lovely Barbara Dooley will join us tomorrow. And, Mike, we go behind enemy lines.
Yeah, man, Rick Stroud going to tell us all about what Tampa's got cooking for us. Again, a 2 to 2.5 point favorite on the road on Sunday.
All right, Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, I think ESPN and Disney can ruin anything from Star Wars to the NFL. Front Office Sports had the story earlier about Scott Hansen confirming NFL Red Zone will include commercials this season. Don't know if they'll do a side-by-side like you see in NASCAR or golf coverage, but either way, people have been used to the last, 14 years not having to deal with commercials on the Red Zone. Whether it's the greed from the NFL that already had this in place or it's from ESPN, one thing for certain, they see us as suckers, guys, because we got to watch now 4 different or 5 different networks above the big three just to watch our NFL each week. Greed, man, too much, ruining the game of football.
Aaron Rodgers is downplaying this matchup in week 1 against his former team, the Jets. Matter of fact, he just said, yeah, it's week 1. You know who else is downplaying it? Aaron Glenn. Stop being petty. Glenn wouldn't even acknowledge anything about Aaron Rodgers after their disastrous conversation apparently in the summer when he was let go and Aaron said, hey, this is what happened. Regardless, they'll meet on Sunday and somebody is going to have to acknowledge the fact that somebody's going to lose that game. And when they do, are you willing to say, hey, Aaron, does he take a shot at Aaron Glenn or Aaron Glenn take a shot at Aaron Rodgers? Either way, it just adds more intrigue for me. Can't wait to the first Sunday of the NFL. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you can't afford Shaquille O'Neal's cologne. You wear CONCAC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.